Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The top five at five.
She was going like that then. What I did.
Two young boys stabbed to death at a New York City shelter, their mother in police custody. Calls for a crackdown on peddlers of fake designer goods on the streets of New York City. President Biden ignores reporters' questions about a second run for the White House. Former President Donald Trump in damage control mode after rapper Ye brings a white supremacist to dinner with a third-time presidential candidate. Black Friday sales soared to $9.12 billion, up 2.13% over last year. Well, buy now, pay later options increased 78% from last year. The mother of two young boys in custody after she allegedly fatally stabbed her own two children, 3 years old and 11 months old, in the Bronx Saturday night. Police say the homicides happened at a family shelter on Echo Place in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx. NYPD Deputy Chief Louis DeSigli.
A second 911 call was received reporting two unresponsive babies not breathing at the same location. Patrol officers returned to the apartment where they found an 11-month-old baby boy and a 3-year-old male.
The boys suffered multiple stab wounds to their neck and torso. The mother was taken for a psychiatric exam. Police first responded to an initial 911 call just before 7:30 p.m. when they found the mother inside the apartment on the third floor acting erratically. Less than an hour later, a second 911 call was received reporting two unresponsive children at the same location. 3 months after a massive NYPD sting netted as much as $2 million in knockoff designer goods, peddlers of faux Fendi and pirated Prada are out in full force again. A petition is circulating now asking for a crackdown. The New York Post found some two dozen brazen sellers of knockoff goods during a brisk business while nearby police officers did nothing. One vendor spoke to Fox 5 News.
They no way come from Asian countries. When they come here, we get it from them. So we're little guys. It's just like a big cartel.
For example, a Fugazi Dior tote bag was selling for $45 on the streets. A real designer bag sells for $3,500. More than 700 people have signed a petition now supporting efforts to add more cops along Canal Street and the surrounding blocks of Church, Mercer Street, Leipnard Street, and Broadway, where the sellers reportedly are. Well, President Joe Biden and his family back from the island of Nantucket, where they spent the holiday weekend with close family, including Biden's son, Hunter, who is expected to be a target of House Republican investigations in the next 2 years. When asked by reporters about another run for the White House in 2024, Biden gave no definitive answer.
Mr. President, how are your 2024 conversations going?
Politico reporting that California Governor Gavin Newsom will not challenge Biden for the 2024 Democratic nod should Biden declare. The Biden-Harris ticket, their White House holds their first state dinner of the administration on Thursday. French President Emmanuel Macron arrives at the White House on Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump on Saturday said Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, is a seriously troubled man whom he was just trying to help. Trump blaming the controversial musician for a dinner in which Trump says Ye brought along known white supremacist Nick Fuentes. Trump said on Truth Social he did not know who Fuentes was. West posted a video on Twitter talking about his meeting with Trump and Fuentes.
I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president, I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I walked in with intelligence.
The dinner was at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Fuentes has widely condemned racist comments and has denied the Holocaust, while several companies have cut ties with Ye after he made anti-Semitic comments last month. Consumers spent a record $9.12 billion online shopping during Black Friday this year, according to Adobe. That marks a 2.3% increase year over year. Electronics were a major contributor as online sales surged 221% over an average day in October, according to Adobe. Toys were up 285%, as was exercise equipment, up 218%. Jeremy Pritchett, a shopper, spoke to Fox 2 St. Louis about the lack of lines at major retail stores on Black Friday.
I see nothing. I'm surprised. Normally, it's wrapped all the way around the building. Today, no one. We would get there probably about midnight, get everything set up. We'd let people in early, give them donuts and coffee, you know, to try to slow down the stampede and stuff. And, I mean, it was busy, but it was also one of those that was always fun. And, I mean, it's kind of gone, it looks like.
Many consumers embrace things like flexible payment plans on Black Friday as they continue to grapple with high prices and inflation. Buy now, pay later payments increased by 78% compared with the past week, and buy now, pay later revenue is also up 81% for the same time period.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.